On the Pace, brought to you by Alta Cristiano, standing at Tipperary Equine.
Sky Sports Radio, combined with Harness Racing New South Wales, brings you On the Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
And at 20 to 11, we went to his hobbles on. He's all set to go. Mark McNamara, good morning.
Sean, I'm a little concerned. Good morning to you. The thought of you and Bensley in a tag team wrestling team wearing nothing more than underpants.
Ooh. Well, it's enough to make mice jump on traps, isn't it?
Thank goodness it's radio. That's all I'll say.
At least we can laugh.
Exactly right. Back to Penrith last night. Robbie Morris, as he's known this month, because he's donating $100 from every winner to Movember. He drove 4 out of 5 of his drives to victory last night at Penrith. So he's had a wonderful night out there. And then for good measure in the race he didn't win, David Morris won it aboard Better Bragger. So 4 wins out of the 8 races for Robbie Morris last night at Penrith. 2 meetings in New South Wales today. Tamworth, the first of them, 6:07 start time. They go through until 9:33. Bit light on numbers because no Wiedemann's racing at Tamworth. Stacey's getting married this weekend, so we wish Stacey and her partner all the best of luck for the coming nuptials this weekend. It's a bit of a blast from the past. Who's made the odd appearance over the last month or two at Tamworth driving? Murray Sullivan. Muzz, good morning.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Firstly, where have you been?
Just family commitments, mate. I took a step back from the horses to focus on that. So, yeah, pretty quiet now.
Still got the bug to drive, but and couldn't help but say yes when Jared Hetherington rang you?
Yeah, well, Jared got me up there a couple of weeks ago. Sort of the same story. 2 drivers couldn't make it. And we've got a great relationship there. And he sort of called me up this week for the same issue.
Now, the other question that people want to know is the Facebook's leading harness racing influencer, Paul Kramer, accompanying you up to Tamworth this afternoon?
No, not today. I'm on my own today, Mark. I'm just sitting in McDonald's Forbes waiting for my coffee, and then I've got the long drive ahead of me.
Okay, well, we'll get into it so you can grab that coffee and get going. Race 2, you drive Pedrissimo. Last start 3rd here at Tamworth behind Big Bad Leonard. Beaten a fair way, and you're not drawn very well. Can you see some improvement in this?
Definitely. I've looked at that race and sort of thought, you know, if it's a copy of last week and Dark Side decides to post Bassey with the right run there, you know, he should get over the top of them well to finish in the top 3, I thought.
On to race number 3. Vinny the Poet now draws inside the back row. Is one of his biggest dangers looking at his last couple of starts himself? He's done things wrong because when you go back to late September, early October, he was doing things right. He was getting very close to winning.
Yeah, I've sat behind him a few times, Vinny, and he throws a leg about a foot outside the cart, so you sort of just got to keep him distance a bit. And I'm not worried with the draw, like 3 fence and they break up the back somewhere. He's going to be right in the run too, I thought.
On to race number 5. You're driving Over the Moon in this. Again, another one that's just been lurking behind the placings. You go back 3 starts ago, ran 2nd behind For Me and up to 55. Drops further in grade 2 of 53. You must be fairly keen on this one this afternoon.
Jared sort of told me this is the one, you know. This is the... He tries to guarantee me a winner every time. He said, Over the Moon's your one, you know. He said, you'll find the top. You know, the one had speed, he said, but it doesn't get the long trip. And he said, you know, eventually you'll be in front and he can't see him being caught.
That's very, very confident. That's too easy. Race 5, number 3, first out, first home coming from the trainer. On to race number 7.05. Has done everything but win in its last 4 starts. Can you overcome barrier number 6 and go 1 spot better this afternoon?
Yeah, I'm a bit of a fan of this horse. Like, you know, he'd be a great earner if you owned him yourself, but he hasn't got the horse that beat him 2 runs in a row there of missing this week. And I'm not too worried if he gets back a little bit further this week. Just on the field, I think he can get over him and this could be his week.
That is a race 7, number 6. And your last driver is Nice One John. This one out of the Brendan James stable. Best form was 5 starts ago over the mile when 2nd behind She's Got Bling and up to 55 again. It's up in grade, though, from its last start when beaten 5 3/4. Can you give us a steer at all into this one from a better draw?
Yeah, he's a funny horse, this horse. I sat down last night and I sort of went back through his replays. And when he ran 2nd, you know, a bit of smother, and he was real good. And I've seen that Lay-by Lenny's had a stable change, and he looks the leader, and, you know, he's prone to do things wrong. And, you know, might be a bit of speed early. The one might try and hold him. Brendan was pretty happy with his horse, and, you know, he said if it's run to suit, he'll be in the mix.
It looks a really good book for you, Murray. Race 5, number 3, the best of them. Safe travels. Enjoy the coffee there at McDonald's Forbes, and I hope to hear you win a few up there at Tamworth this afternoon.
Thanks heaps for that, Mark.
Murray Sullivan joining us there on his way to Tamworth this afternoon for tonight's meeting with a 6.07 meeting, because they swapped around with Young. The first at Young's at 1.19. Tamworth tonight, 6.07. Kickoff just used to Tamworth Racing in the day, but they're the night meeting tonight. So the best of them comes up, race 5, number 3, Over the Moon. Anthony Misson's got a couple of runners in up there as well, and they look to be pretty good chances in Shadow Boxing, who's coming off a third behind Blue Blazer, and Believe in Heaven, who's looking for 3 in a row and does take on that drive of Murray's we just heard in Over the Moon. And Anthony Rod and Q joins us online. Anthony Misson, good morning.
Hello, Mark.
Thank you for your time. Just the two runners, they both look to be really good chances. Are you happy with them?
Oh, yeah. Believe in Heaven. He's been racing well. He's won his last couple, so I thought, yeah, he'd run an honest race again. And, Shadow Boxing, he's probably getting towards the end of his prep. He doesn't sort of stay up that long, but he's going okay.
Well, we'll focus on him a little closer, Shadow Boxing. You're drawn wide from barrier number 5, and you are up a fair bit in grade from a 65-2. I should say down in grade from a 65 to a 57. I was looking at the 90 from two starts ago, so he's well placed with that drop in grade.
Yeah. Shame he didn't draw a better alley. Just 5's a bit tricky, but possibly the 3 will be the leader. But he's happy to sit in the desk, so he'll go forward. He always does. He's a bit of a fierce sort of a character.
And in race number 5, Believe in Heaven's looking for the hat trick. How's the work been for him this week compared to the last couple where he's gone back to back?
Just terrible, as usual. He's not a very flash track worker. You wouldn't back him on his work, put it that way. So
you've got to have a little...
exactly the same as he's been doing.
Would you like to go forward? We've heard from Murray Sullivan that he expects the 1 and the 3 to go forward. Are you just going to ease out and drop in behind? Is that the best go with him?
Yeah, he's not electric out of the gate, so I'll let them sort themselves out and we'll just sort of sit back on the run line, because he's got a good turn of foot. He run a couple of nice quarters, his last couple of wins. So if he can do that again, he'd be motor at home anyway. But whether he can gobble them up or not, he only just made it last week.
And the man with the reins is driving as well, if not the best of anybody in New South Wales at the moment.
Yeah, for sure. He just seems to have that little X factor about him. He's pretty cool, calm and collected for a young bloke. And he's had 2 drives for 2 wins on him, so can't do much better than that.
Well, best of luck with the hat trick and the two of them in up there tonight at Tamworth. Anthony, thanks for joining us, and we'll watch you go around tonight at Tamworth.
Thanks, Mark.
That is Anthony Misson, the man we're referring to, Blake Hughes, who drove 7 winners in 2 days last week, and everything he steers is just absolutely flying. Of course, over in New Zealand today, it is a Dominion Trot Day. Tough Monarch, who won the free-for-all on Tuesday, backs up 2:38 our time. Tough Monarch runs, does have the additions of Mark Cooler and Oscar Bonavina to contend with. He goes head-to-head with McLovin again in this race. Now, Jeff Lawson is on the golf course, so we won't keep him too long. Jeffrey, good morning.
Morning, Mark. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Where are we playing at today?
At Oberon, mate. It's Oberon Golf Day, me local little town.
Righto. So, and I believe you've got a one-legged partner playing with you today or steering you around.
He's driving the golf cart.
That's all he's good for, Jason Turnbull, we're referring to. Your team's been going very well since he's been out.
Mark, I think what's helped me a bit, my brother-in-law moved back this way, while he's been waiting to have a house built up at Foster, he's been staying in the back house I got at home, and he's been helping me work him a bit together a bit. And back years ago when I had a team going better again too, when we were working together all the time, I think that's helped him a lot.
All right, well, tonight you've got 3 in. The first of them is Don't Tell Dorothy. You go head-to-head with the Big Bad Wolf. You've had not quite as much luck with the barrier draw as you did at Parks when you beat him. Can you beat him from inside the back row again?
His horse needs a soft run, Mark, but if he's close enough turn for home. He's a beach weight chance, I think.
On to race number four, and Don't Tell Phyllis is a last start winner from outside of the back row as well. That wasn't up to a 55. What about this race tonight? You've been happy with how he's been?
Yeah, mate, he's lightly raced, that fella. He's named after my mother, but he's had two wins in six starts, but he's the other couple of times he brought himself a bit undone anyway, you know.
So what about...
He's a chance with the right run.
And on to race number five, Alton Downs resume from a bit of a freshen up with a third at Dubbo. Were you happy with that?
Yeah, mate, I like him. He's a nice horse.
And from barrier number three tonight, you had no joy with the draw at Dubbo last time. What do you do from the draw tonight?
I'd say Young O'Shea probably... He's a better horse with the sit, but when you're drawing a gate like that, it's hard not to use it to your advantage.
Is he the best of the three?
I think he is, Mark, yes.
Righto, that is race five, number three. Righto, Lawso, we'll let you get back to Royal Oberon with your chauffeur, Jason Turnbull. Good for driving around. That's all he's good for pretty much this day and age. And good luck over there at Young today.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks very much.
That is Jeff Lawson joining us. So there you go, Cozzy. Or we might call you Hulk Hogan, the ultimate warrior.
Well, all I got told, Mark, I got back into the van. Don't worry about wrestling. You just wrestle with...
unemployment Monday.
Yeah, exactly. HR will be calling in come Monday morning. They're too busy today with other issues that I'm dealing with Cozzy at the moment. But you'll get a call on Monday with the wrestling with the... please, even I'm starting to get shaky thinking about it. You have a good day, mate.
I'll just simply tell them, surely I can't get in trouble for telling the truth. Goodbye, gentlemen.
Thank you, Mark. Mark McNamara there with On the Pace.
On the Pace, brought to you by Alta Cristiano, standing at Tipperary Equine.